Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who's going to be the Baton Rouge regional champion? It's LSU versus Little Rock in a winner-take-all matchup tonight. First pitch, 8 p.m. pregame coverage starting 7:30, presented by Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, and Cummins on WWL and streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers! We just talked to D1 Baseball SEC writer Mark Etheridge, and he wasn't lying about the tough go that the SEC has been facing in regional action. And right now, Charlie, Murray State is taking it to Ole Miss, dude.
9-3 in the top of the sixth. The Racers put up a four spot in the fifth inning where, you know, Ole Miss had climbed back a little bit. They had gotten it down to 5-3 because Murray State gets out to a 5-0 lead with two in the second and three in the third. And then Ole Miss responds with three straight through the third and fourth innings. But then the four spot that Murray State just put up in the fifth inning. You know, to say that Ole Miss's season could be on life support pretty soon here, Steve, is not an exaggeration at all. And that would just be the potential ninth SEC team to get eliminated in regional play. I remember when we saw this bracket and how it all kind of shaped up, we were questioning, is there going to be five or six teams from the SEC in Omaha?
Right.
I mean, you might not have five in the second round of the bracket. It's unbelievable. So we'll see what happens
there.
What
a difference a couple of weeks make.
Yeah, absolutely. Tennessee had a huge fourth inning to take a big lead over Wake Forest, but that game is now 8-4.
Yeah, Wake Forest chipping away.
Yeah, heading into the bottom half of the fifth inning. Tennessee, 8 runs on 5 hits. They've hit a couple homers, and Wake Forest, with some free passes, have definitely helped them out there. And then also going on right now, Oregon State, another host team.
All Beavers.
Yeah, that's trying to hold on for dear life, is up 6-0 over USC in the top of the sixth. So, you know, we'll see what happens here, Steve. Ole Miss is currently losing, as we mentioned, and then Tennessee and Oregon State, the other two games that are live right now, both the host teams are currently winning. So we'll update, you know, that number, because right now only 6 of the 11 teams in the Super Regional round are hosts or top 16 teams. So it's definitely been a very fascinating thing to watch unfold.
One final today so far, that was North Carolina 14 over Oklahoma 4, and you heard Mark Etheridge say as well that if it's not an SEC team winning the national championship, he could see it being a squad like North Carolina. Very impressive.
Yeah, UNC's awesome. I mean, OU had the right kind of idea, I guess you would say, but it just didn't work out, where they saved their ace with Kyson Witherspoon for the winner's matchup against UNC, because UNC is really, really good. They were expecting to see them over Holy Cross, and they were expecting kind of overlooking Nebraska in that opener, but they won, so it worked out, and everything's like, okay, now UNC could potentially be in trouble if they lose this winner's match, and UNC calmly just smokes them, and they take down Kyson Witherspoon without any kind of issues in that matchup. Now, OU comes out of the loser's bracket and forces this winner-take-all game 7. Once again, UNC wins by like 10. Like Mark said, they're probably the favorite, and if you're looking at the bracket right now, the only SEC team on the left side of the bracket is Auburn. Right. Because if you're looking at Oregon State versus USC, that's going to fill out a super regional spot. And then later on tonight, Southern Miss versus Miami is going to fill out a super regional spot. So the left side of the bracket is very ACC focused, with teams like UNC and Florida State and Louisville already having punched their tickets. We'll see if Miami beats Southern Miss tonight. Otherwise, you also have Coastal Carolina from the Sun Belt, so it could be two Sun Belt teams if Southern Miss wins tonight. Then you have Oregon State likely filling out a spot, and then Auburn. Auburn's the only team from the SEC on the left side of the bracket. The right side of the bracket is where you could see a lot more SEC representation with Arkansas and potentially Tennessee if they hold on to beat Wake Forest tonight. On the right side, West Virginia has booked their ticket. We'll see if LSU can do the same. And then we got Duke and potentially Murray State over Ole Miss if this score holds up, and UCLA versus UTSA in the other super. So it's been a really, really strange opening weekend, Steve. I don't really remember, in recent years at least, the first round of the NCAA baseball tournament being this hectic.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper has been out and knocking off number one and number two seed. Mighty impressive.
Number one, number two, and a bunch of other host sites as well. So, right. And we'll see which of these host teams can survive. Once again, it looks like Oregon State and Tennessee are both looking pretty good. Ole Miss is definitely in trouble. And then LSU and Southern Miss will be the other hosts in action this evening.
We're getting closer to that 7:30 pregame coverage of LSU baseball taking on Little Rock. Thankfully, the weather is not going to play an issue. I should knock on wood as I say that for the Tigers. And hopefully they can just storm out, get a nice lead, and coast to a big victory. And we're not talking about this till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. The magic number for this LSU team has been the 5-run mark.
Yeah.
You're 38-2. This year when you've broken the 5-run mark offensively. As Mark had said, they got to carry their weight in this game 7 if you're LSU's offense, because you're expecting Cason Evans, you're expecting Zach Cowan, potentially Anthony Ianson involved there somewhere, maybe another pitcher depending on how long those guys go. But if you got all these really stud pitchers still left to perform on the mound, you're not anticipating giving up, you know, a ton of runs against a Little Rock team, even though their offense has been red hot. You've got some of your best pitchers still ready to go. Little Rock is going to have to overcome that. But at the same time, your offense has to perform. I mean, it's just that simple.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.